You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll be talking a little bit more on the show later about vacations themselves, but in a nutshell, anything special that you can share?
In a nutshell, I will say my biggest observation this morning, driving into work, the butt crack of dawn, was trying to maintain the appropriate speed limit, as I just mentioned, speed limit signs. Because on all day Saturday, driving back 13 hours, you know, you're going 85 miles an hour for 13 hours. And I got back into town and it's like, whoa, I got to slow down because I'm just used to going that fast. Mm-hmm. I looked down a couple times this morning. I'm doing like 60 and a 40 and I'm like, oh boy, I better watch myself a little bit. And the other observation is it's actually quite pleasant here, the weather. Downright chilly. I went for a little jog yesterday morning and it was like 59 degrees and I came from some states where it was 90 plus degrees with 90% humidity and it felt really good to come back into town and just have a little nip in the air. Mm-hmm. Felt really good. But it was funny, Nicole's like, as soon as we got back, she's like, I'm already slathering lotion on myself and putting chapstick on and you can instantly feel your skin go... You know, all the moisture is gone.
Right.
But it is nice to get out of the shower and dry off and actually be dry. I will tell you that.
It's funny because you get used to, in Colorado, you shower and you just hang your towel over the shower or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you come back like 2 hours later and that towel is bone dry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember going in, hanging out with my family. My brother used to own a place down right on the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a little, he shared it with other members of his wife's family. But anyway, you know, every so often they'd say, hey, come on down. We're having a little gathering at the beach house, they called it. And that was one of my strongest memories is that if you ever showered or did something and mm-hmm. you hung the towel up, the next day the towel was still wet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, out there, you know, we're in Iowa, and, you know, they were flopping the towels over the outside chairs just to even try to get them to dry a little bit more. And it still was nothing. I mean, they just hold the humidity, man.
Yeah. That's one thing that we take for granted. I mean, the dry air in Colorado, obviously, it affects your skin and your lips and mm-hmm. all that other stuff. But towels do dry out.
They really do. It's a nice little perk that we have.
In other places, they don't.
It's such a nice perk.
So that's kind of, you know, but, you know, let me talk about the weather for just a second because, you know, I arrived Saturday back in the Mile High City and yesterday went out for a little birthday brunch for my son, which, by the way, happy birthday to Dominic and happy birthday to Reed.
Yeah, same day. Funny.
Jeremy and I each have a son. And they share a birthday just decades apart.
What are the odds?
So happy birthday to those boys. I went after a little birthday brunch with Dominic and Sabra and several of their friends and stuff like that. And everyone was talking about, you know, trying to fill me in on the weather, you know, from Colorado this year. And I was like, believe me, I know all about Colorado's weather this year. It's been crazy, right? Well, it impacted me personally on Saturday because I'm in line at the airport in Atlanta to board my flight. In fact, they had us all line up to board. That's how mm-hmm. close we got.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're about to start pre-boarding. And so I'm standing there waiting. And then the lady who's making the announcements disappears and she's gone for like 10 minutes. And everyone's standing around like, we were boarding. What happened? She comes back out and she gets on her little PA microphone. She goes, I'm sorry, but Denver's airport is having massive hail right now. And they say it has damaged a bunch of planes that are landing. Mm. So they have put a hold on flights coming into DIA for a while.
Yeah.
And so because of that, flights are backing up. So we're going to be delayed. Now, let me just tell you, when she was making this announcement, it was 3:30 in the afternoon. That's when we're standing there.
Mm-hmm.
3:30, boarding. She says, our flight will now be leaving at 7.
Yep. Let it pass.
7. And it wasn't so much for the storm to pass. It was to try to catch up with all the other planes that were delayed.
Yeah.
And so now we went from a 3:30 departure to 7. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to get to know this airport really well.
So we were driving back on Saturday, and we hit that storm coming through Watkins, you know, out east a little bit. I have never been in any storm like that. at all, and especially going 70 some miles an hour on the road where we had to slam on and go like 30 and tiptoe through it with flashers on, people pulled over to the sides. I swear we were in some sort of funnel cloud tornado situation. It was terrifying. Knickknack shot some video of it. Absolutely insane. Grasses and everything blowing just flat, and we just tiptoed through it and made it all the way through. And I was like, oh my God, we got really, really lucky.
But you had to make good time,
but
right?
We had to make good time, so I kept plowing through.